Democrats vs. Trump, Is This a Bad Horror Movie? By Dr. Ron Paul. The Democrats vs. Donald Trump reminds me of a bad horror movie, where the hapless protagonists only make the monster stronger with each attempt to eliminate it. So goes the Democrats' endless attempts to finally rid America of the scourge of Donald Trump. Thanks to the Durham Report, we now know they started even before Trump was elected president. Hillary Clinton's campaign, with the full knowledge of the candidate and the sitting president, Barack Obama, cooked up a dirty trick to portray Trump as an agent of Russia in their effort to deny Trump the White House. When that didn't work, they weaponized the FBI, CIA, and the rest of the deep state to undermine and hobble his presidency. They spied on Trump and his campaign staff using false information manufactured by the FBI. When that didn't work, they impeached him under the false charge that he sought foreign assistance for his 2020 re-election bid. This time a spy, in the person of NSC staffer Alexander Vindman, was sent to listen in on Trump's phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky and then make all manner of false charges against Trump based on it. Democrats were furious that Trump was less than enthusiastic about their plans to use Ukraine as a proxy to go to war with Russia. Vindman, though an active-duty U.S. military officer, was of Ukrainian background and was loyal to the country of his origin rather than the country of his citizenship. He also openly defied the military chain of command and his commander-in-chief. Trump's lack of enthusiasm for their Project Ukraine infuriated Vindman, and he sought his revenge against the U.S. president. When that didn't work, they impeached Trump again over the false charge that he led an insurrection against the U.S. government on January 6, 2021. The more surveillance video we see of this insurrection, the more it looks like a false flag operation cooked up perhaps by Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Washington swamp to finally be rid of Trump. Hundreds of political prisoners have been held in solitary confinement on false accusations that they tried to overthrow the U.S. government. When that didn't work and Trump's re-election numbers looked more and more favorable while Biden's approval rating continued to linger in the political basement, the Democrats have now indicted him over some classified documents apparently discovered in his residence in Florida. The boxes and boxes of classified documents discovered at multiple Biden locations have disappeared into the memory hole with the help of the media. Nothing to see here. Suddenly Donald Trump, who polling suggests would obliterate Joe Biden in a fair U.S. election, faces 100 years in prison. Where else would you see the head of one political party arrest his main political opponent on cooked-up charges? A banana republic. For those of us who love this country, it is truly shocking to see this abuse of power. But there's one thing these dirty tricksters never seem to understand: the more false evidence and false charges they cook up against Trump, the stronger Trump becomes. With these outrageous and continuous attacks on Trump, the Democratic Party, and plenty of Republicans, has lost all credibility. When this plan fails, and it will, I am afraid to think what they might try next. Ron Paul, a former U.S. representative from Texas and medical doctor, continues to write his weekly column for the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity, online at www.ronpaulinstitute.org.